Okay, so briefly, in the few minutes we have, so we know we're now finishing Tzom Gedalia, which commemorates the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam, who was the last political figure, the end of Churban Bayis Rishon. He was appointed by the Babylonians, and he maintained some semblance of independent Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel at that point. But then he was assassinated by Yishmael ben Netanyah, sometime around now, either today or over Rosh Hashanah, but we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. And to commemorate that assassination and the end of Jewish sovereignty in the period of Churban Bayis Rishon, so we have Tzom Gedalia. Now, the Gemara builds a lot on this story, and it notes that, in fact, before the assassination, there were already rumors of the pending assassination that had reached Gedalia, but Gedalia refused to believe them. And building on that, the Gemara says, I'll read it from the Rush, because I'm going to need the one of the Perushim and the Rush in a second, that Amar Avina, Hai Lishna Bisha, when you hear a rumor of Lashon Hara, you hear that someone is telling you something, you're not sure if it's true, but it's potentially true. And in this case, he had heard rumors that there was an assassination plot in the works. Even though you shouldn't already assume that it's obviously true, you should take precautions to protect yourself against it. And how do they know? So the Gemara says, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk about it says, Vahabor asher hishlich sham Yishmael, and kol pigrehan Hashem asher hikav biyad Gedalia. That there was the pit where all the bodies were thrown by Yishmael, by the assassin, who were killed by Gedalia. And the Gemara then asks, V'chi Gedalia aragam, did Gedalia kill them? V'alo Yishmael aragam. They were assassinated just like Gedalia by Yishmael ben Netanya. So Ela mitoch shahayu lo lachush la'atzad Yochanan ben Korach, sh'amar lo melech Amon shalach et Yishmael la'akotcha nefesh v'lo chash ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilu haragam. Since he had heard from Yochanan ben Korach that there was this assassination plot in the works, that Yishmael was being sent, he should have taken the proper precautions. If he had, he wouldn't be killed, neither would his men. But since he didn't, and the ensuing assassination in fact happened, therefore it is as if he killed his own men. And then the Gemara brings similar stories in this direction. But this is the first of a series of stories that proves this point. Now, the halacha that seems to come out of this Gemara is pretty simple. And that when one hears reports that someone might want to do something to you, so if you know for sure, you have, let's say, witnesses that someone did something criminal or did something against you or is going to do something against you, or you heard it yourself or you saw it yourself, so then you can believe it for sure. If there are rumors, so then you have to be in this middle state, right? Mechash, you have to be worried about it, but you can in your heart decide that for sure this person is an evil person, right? He's an assassin or whatever the case may be. Presumably, normally it's less extreme than assassination. But you at least have to take into account. However, the Chafetz Chaim, in his rules of Hilchos Lashon Hara, so the Chafetz Chaim creates a category which may be implicit in earlier Rishonim, but was never articulated as he articulates it, which is that Lashon Hara is permitted if it's what he calls l'toelet, if it's for a benefit. And then he outlines seven conditions that must be met in order to transform forbidden gossip, forbidden Lashon Hara, into legitimate Lashon Hara, to Lashon Hara that you are allowed to say. One of his conditions is that in order to convey information to somebody else, you need to be personally sure that the information you're saying is true. But if it's secondhand and you're not sure if it's true, so it's forbidden to convey. The problem with this position of the Chafetz Chaim, as later Achronim note, is it seems to go against this Gemara. Because this Gemara, it says that that Gedalia was held liable because he didn't tell his men that there was an assassination plot against him and them, and he wasn't sure about it, and yet the Gemara says he should have told them, at least, mechash mibay, so that they could be concerned about it. Now the Chafetz Chaim accepts the first half of the halacha, that if I hear someone wants to hurt me, and I'm not sure about the veracity of the claim, so I have to take precautions against it, but I'm not allowed to actually believe it fully. But with regards to other people, the Chafetz Chaim says you're not allowed to tell them that someone might do something against them, and he uses very surprising language, which is mi yemar dedomach daigavra sumach tvei, language which he borrows from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How do you know that the blood of the person who might be hurt is redder than the person who might hurt him? However, as many of the Acharonim note, it's not true. It goes against this Gemara. And if you look at the Madana Yom Tov here, it's a super commentary on the Rush. He draws the inevitable conclusion. He says, just like I have to be worried about possible damage to me, even if I'm not sure about the veracity of the report, the same thing is true if it might happen to other people. What's the difference? Because I have to be worried about other people's damage just like I do my own. The rule in the Torah is you have to love others as yourself. And therefore, if the Torah says that I'm allowed to be worried about possible damage to me, so the same thing is true about other people. And in fact, the Gemara is explicit, right? He isn't called to task for his own death. He's called to task for the fact that he didn't worry about the possible damage and death in the end of the day to the other people, right? V'chi gedalia haragam. So on this basis, many of the Achronim argue that this klal, at least, of the Chafetz Chaim is not true in his rules of Tevel. And in fact, if you hear something that might damage someone else, even if you're not sure, so you do have to tell them. They have to take the same precautions as you, right? They have to take precautions without actually believing it until they've managed to verify it, but at least that initial conveying of information for their benefit, the Achronim note, seems to be your obligation. Many of the other Achronim, based on a passage in the Pesach Tshuva and Archaim Simon Kof Nun Vav, note that the reason this is true is because you have a parallel obligation which overrides Lashon Hara, which is Lo Samad Al Dam Re'echa, that you have to ensure that your friends aren't harmed, just like you would ensure that you aren't harmed yourself.